Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Deeper Truth is back and better than ever. From John Carpenter and Journey with Mary, Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Dr. Gregory Thompson and Eucharistic Miracles, Monday nights at 9, Eastern, 8 Central. Yours truly with the Saint of the Day. And Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender. We're back with an even deeper truth. Join us. When you need answers to defend your Catholic faith, call on the one with the expert. When you need assurance that you do not travel this world alone, call on the one with the expert. When you need to know that Jesus truly keeps his promises to remain with us sacramentally, call on the one with the expert. The Catholic Defender Radio Network, home of the experts. Presenting from Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today.
And for this August 7th, our saint of the day is Saint Cajetan. Like most of us, Cajetan seemed headed for an ordinary life, first as a lawyer, then as a priest engaged in the work of the Roman Curia. Following his dispatch to the Theatine Superior to Naples in 1533, Cajetan created a center of Catholic reform at the Church of St. Paolo Maggiore in May of 1538. He also founded a charitable nonprofit bank to help protect the poor from usury, which is similar to interest. It later became the Bank of Naples. His life took a characteristic turn when he joined the Oratory of Divine Love in Rome, a group devoted to piety and charity, shortly after his ordination at age 36. When he was 42, he founded a hospital for incurables at Venice. At Vincennes, he joined a disreputable religious community that consisted only of men of the lowest stations in life and was roundly censured by his friends. He thought his actions was a reflection on his family. He sought out the sick and poor of the town and served them. He sought out the sick and the poor of the town and served them. The greatest need of the time was the reformation of a church that was sick in the head and members. Cajetan and three friends decided that the best road to reformation lay in reviving the spirit and zeal of the clergy. Oh boy, come join us. We need you today. The greatest need of the time was the reformation of a church that was sick in the head and members. Cajetan and three friends decided that the best road to reformation lay in reviving the spirit and zeal of the clergy. Together they founded the congregation known as the Theatines from Theate, where the first superior bishop had his seat. One of the friends later became Pope Paul IV. They managed to escape to Venice after their house in Rome was wrecked when Emperor Charles V's troops sacked Rome in 1527. The Theatines were outstanding among the Catholic reform movements that took shape before the Protestant Reformation. Cahiton founded a mountain of fund of piety in Naples, one of the many charitable nonprofit credit organizations that lent money on the security of pawned objects. The purpose was to help the poor and protect them against usurious interest. Cahiton's little organization ultimately became the Bank of Naples with great changes in policy. St. Cahiton was canonized by Pope Clement X in 1671. He is the patron saint of job seekers and the unemployed, as well as multiple countries, including Italy, Argentina, Brazil, and El Salvador. The Vatican II had been summarily stopped after its first session in 1962. Many Catholics would have felt that a great blow had been dealt to the growth of the Church. Cahiton had the same feeling about the Council of Trent held from 1545 to 1563. But as he said, God is the same in Naples as in Venice, with or without Trent or Vatican II. We open ourselves to God's power in whatever circumstance we find ourselves, and God's will is done. God's standard of success differs from ours. Glorious Saint Cahiton, acclaimed by all people to be the Father of Providence, because you provide miraculous aid to those who come to you in need. I stand here before you today asking that you present to the Lord the request that I confidently deposit in your hands. Look on us with mercy. We wish to find employment that could help us send our families live with dignity. Listen to our petitions, dear saint, you who could easily give up the food on your tables for the needy. Bring our petitions to Jesus. Amen. And that is our saint for the day, for August 7th. Join us again tomorrow when our saint of the day will be Saint Dominic, the founder of the Dominicans. You don't want to miss this one.
This was a great priest as well there, Mike. And thank you for sharing it.
He
and
is.
And it reminds us our call to pray for priests.
It is time to pray for our priests. The real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And our prayer for priests this morning is coming from St. Faustina. Oh my Jesus, I beg you on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of your spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to you, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. You yourself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of your mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of your mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For you, Lord, can do all things. And that prayer is, this morning, is coming from St. Faustina of the Divine Mercy. You might have caught some of that, her influence there in her prayer. And thank you, St. Faustina. And then we also pray for Pope Francis. We pray for all of our clergy, all of the religious. And we pray for those who are held bound by addictions of all kinds. And we pray for those who need deliverance. And we want to pray for our children. This time is to pray for our children, to protect them and their faith.
Don't you know?
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. We claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. And Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers. Through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, St. Joseph showed his love for God. O glorious St. Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. We come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. And so, Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord. And along with Saint Joseph, we ask Saint Sebastian, St. Maria Goretti, St. Daphna, St. Philomena, St. Gianna, St. Christopher, St. Michael the Archangel, and St. Raphael the Archangel, St. Monica, and St. Anthony. And we thank you, Lord, for being our children's keeper. You are the shade on our children's right hand. The sun will not strike our children by day, nor the moon by night. And thank you in advance, Lord, for keeping our child from evil. You will keep our children's life from the time forth, from this time forth, and forevermore. Amen. And Lord, we pray that you are our children's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. We pray that no evil shall ever be allowed to befall on our children. No plague will ever come near their tent, no matter what age they may be. Some of our children are emancipated and already left the house, you know, left the nest. They're already out and about. And so, and Mike, this is the way I've always felt that as fathers, that we can teach our children to be the best American. We pray for America to be the best citizens or the best soldiers or best lawyers, like in the case of the priest this morning, our saint of the day today. We can teach our children and bring them up to be the best what they eventually, whether it's business or whatever it is. If we give them these tools to and train them without our holy Catholic faith, then I fail as a father. That should be the first and primary purpose of educating our children. First is implanting the holy Catholic faith in them and bring them up in the way of righteousness. That's what we should be doing, the Lord's will, and all of this. That's part of our responsibility. Yes, to teach them to be good citizens and to be good, whatever they choose to be, soldiers or doctors or nurses or whatever they end up professionally becoming. But they need to have that holy Catholic faith, our holy Catholic faith implanted in them. And we're asking for the assistance of Saint Joseph and all the saints and the guardian angels. We cannot forget the guardian angels. Oh, yes. And they are around us. And so, well, Mike, thank you so much for all of this, for presenting that.
Don't you know that we're all children, and it's all for one and one for all? Children, call each other names. Children, playing the grown-up game. And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children. Children who think that they are grown. Children with children of their own. From the cradle to the grave, I wish we could all behave like little children. God's little children, sweet, precious children, pretty, dirty children. Mm-hmm.